Holland Cook is a consultant to talk radio. He's considered to be one of the best consultants to talk radio out there. I subscribe to his newsletter. I never will again, but let's just say up until now, I've subscribed to his newsletter. He wrote a column about violence and talk radio. Yep. I fear new violence provoked by something my own industry is doing. He wrote a column in which he flat out said that there's going to be violence and it's going to be provoked by talk radio. And where did he go to publish this column? To the Daily Kos website. A far left website that takes a backseat to nobody in its hatred for conservatism, the right wing, and talk radio. And he says, well, right wing talkers are sending subliminal messages. You know what kind of subliminal message? Well, it was those people that talked about death panels, for instance. Yeah, a clever little name given to whatever federal panel there will be, and there will be government workers who are going to decide who will and who will not get certain types of health care. Death panels, he says. They say death every time they say death panel. And what's that going to lead to? That's going to lead to violence. Talks about a talk show host who exposed communist images in the architecture of Rockefeller Center. Well, you know, I didn't know there was communist imagery in the architecture at Rockefeller Center. But if I had known, and if, for instance, I had a TV show, maybe I would show that as a curiosity. Holland Cook says that this talk show host painted a bullseye on that image for would-be bombers. Yeah, somebody's going to come along and bomb that image because some talk show host told him about it. You know, this really started with Bill Clinton after the Oklahoma City bombing. He talked about, we hear so many loud and angry voices in America today whose sole goal seems to be to try to keep some people as paranoid as possible. They spread hate. They spread hate. So if you go on the Daily Kos and you look at the comments after Holland Cook's little column, what do you get back there? What do you get in the comments? They have to stop spewing hate. The First Amendment does not apply to hate speech. Yeah, this hate thing, that's a nifty little liberal trick. Whenever anybody on talk radio says something that they don't agree with, they've already shown because of their failure in talk radio that they can't respond to it. They can't deal with it intellectually. They can't deal with it on a rational basis. So they write themselves a hall pass. They write themselves their own excuse. That's hate speech, so I'm not going to respond to it. I don't have to respond to it. It's hate speech. I don't respond to hate speech. Hey, come on. Give us a logical argument against it. No, I don't respond to hate speech. It's so childish. But let me talk about this spreading violence on my show. What have I said about how people can handle the growth of government? What have I said? Vote. Go to town hall meetings. Respectfully make your feelings known. And then make sure these congressmen and these people know that you're going to vote next year. Make sure there's no doubt in their mind you're going to vote next year. Yeah, I've called for a voter revolution. Oh, there's that word, revolution. We could completely change the government of the United States with one election next November. You know what the left wing calls that? They call that spreading hate.